Our man David Faraday will be traveling. He's bringing the Faraday Classic up to Toronto. It'll be up here on June 7th. It'll be in Ottawa on June 6th, the day before, and tickets are available for that. Emmett Smith coming up, Terry Bradshaw coming up, Pat Perez, Daniel Alfredson will be in Ottawa, Cujo, Curtis Joseph will be here in Toronto.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's a great, great idea. The Faraday Classic is an intimate, entertaining afternoon. An evening spent alongside the host, David Faraday, and four special guests per event. The day will consist of a nine-hole celebrity skins game to help raise $50,000 for local charities. And following the skins game is a 90-minute stage show filled with comedy and Q&As with David and his guests live from the range. So that would make me believe the guys, clearly they're going to be playing in the skins game, but they might have to hit the range and hit some shots. So if you're Faraday, do you want guys that are chops? Like, do you want some guy with an awful swing that can't play?
Well, if you want to make fun of it, yeah. But generally, I think you'd want to see a couple good shots.
Well, let's bring him in here. He'll be up here again on June 7th. Here's David Faraday. As a host and the guys on the range, David, do you want them to be awful so you can goof on them, or do you want them to be quality?
Well, you know, I mean, I think I'd like them to be awful to start off with and then improve.
That makes sense. Yeah, because you got to have some. You want them to supply some material where you can just basically be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, definitely. We see enough great golf.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is a cool idea. Really cool idea.
David, your experience with hockey players, have you ever played? Are you down in the Dallas area? Have you ever played with any hockey players that are good golfers?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with Mike Modano, but it's been a long time since I've played golf. I got run over in a bicycle truck accident. I came off a distant second in that one, and I haven't been able to play golf myself for about 16 years.
Wow. So how, I mean, obviously you're a lifelong golfer. You were a pro, and now you cover the game, and you travel with the golf, you know, world and the PGA Tour, and you're so synonymous with the sport. I'm sure, are you reasoning with that now? 16 years in, how do you reason with not being able to play?
Well, you know, I'm actually, it's funny you should mention it. I'm considering, my shoulder was so badly separated they couldn't put it back together, so my left arm is considerably longer than my right. But the pain has kind of dulled over the years, and Callaway just sent me a set of golf clubs, and I was thinking of going out and trying to see if I could get the ball in the air myself, which might be funny.
Okay. Well, that would, I mean, then the tables are turning. They put you on the range and let Curtis Joseph chirp your swing. That could be possible.
Yeah, really.
That might be an option. I mean, you're known for bringing humor and self-deprecation to the broadcast of the sport, which I think has been incredibly beneficial for the sport because golf has got somewhat of a history. And we love golf. Owen and I play all the time. We love it. But it's got a history, at least, you know, from the outside world as being stuffy or stiff. How have you managed to mix, you know, comedy with golf?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty funny game. You know, most people don't take it that seriously, fortunately enough, you know, because it'll drive you out of your mind if you want to take golf seriously. It's just been something that's been a part of my life, you know, from a small child. You know, I've been a golf pro 47 years, and, you know, you see a lot of funny things in that space of time.
What about this Netflix docuseries that was announced recently, and a bunch of players seem to be jumping on board with it? Some are not interested in being involved or included, but I think the plan and the hope is that it'll have the same impact that the F1 series had with Netflix, which was huge, specifically in North America. It gained a ton of traction over here. How valuable do you think that could be for the PGA Tour, but more specifically individual players, if they get to show their personalities a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a very useful vehicle for some players, you know, those that aren't known so well or whatever. I mean, there's some pretty interesting stories of the kids that are out there, and I think the smart ones would probably take advantage of that series.
What do you think they have to put on that series, David? Like, which kind of guys behind the scenes do you think that people would really be fascinating seeing it? I know Bryson's come out and said that he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't want to share his secrets, but I guess if he's not doing it, what do you think would be the most fascinating storylines to track?
Well, you know, I mean, Bryson could share his secrets and it wouldn't really matter because nobody understands him.
Right.
I'm not sure how that, you know, wouldn't work. But, you know, there's a lot of the youngsters out there, you know, I mean, they're half of them are going out with Miss Worlds. you know, the private level. It could be sort of a Kardashians thing. I don't know.
That could work. Yeah, that would probably sell, I think, for sure. I mean, golf being secondary almost is what you're suggesting, like the personal.
Yeah, exactly.
With David Faraday. He'll be up here. The Faraday Classic coming to Toronto June 7th at Glencairn Golf Club, and tickets will go on sale on Thursday at FaradayOffTour.com. Pre-sale tomorrow. Use the password Faratwit. Faratwit to get access to tickets before they go on sale on Thursday. Again, Emmett Smith will be up here, Terry Bradshaw, Pat Perez, Curtis Joseph. And when we've been talking about this, David, the idea of this Netflix special happening, Tiger Woods will not be involved, but that's likely going to be the biggest story of 2022. It'll probably take up about 95% of the coverage. If Tiger returns, let's say he shows up at TPC and then plays at the Masters, then is at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
How do you have a docuseries, I guess, without Tiger being the primary focal point of it, even though he's not going to be directly involved?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, he is kind of the elephant in the refrigerator when it comes to that. I'll be interested, you know, to see. I mean, he might, you know, have some limited role in it. You know, he's kind of approaching that time in his life. You know, we saw a different side of him at the father-son, the PNC, there when he was out with Charlie. You know, I would like to think that he would take part, you know, in some small way.
Well, maybe he's thinking about the Player Impact program. I can't imagine that's on his radar, but it sounds like he's going to make some cash this year. Is this on your radar, David? Is this something you think is going to be beneficial for the PGA Tour?
You know, I think it would be if it's done nicely. And, you know, the one they did in Formula One was I thought was great. You know, so if they can, you know, turn in a product like that, yeah, I think it would do a lot of good.
So FaradayOffTour.com is where you can get tickets. David Faraday will be up here on June 7th at Glencairn Golf Club. Emmett Smith will be up. Terry Bradshaw, Pat Perez, Curtis Joseph will be involved. People will be clamoring to get tickets to get out. What can they expect once they're there on June 7th?
Well, it's limited to, you know, 1,500 people, so everyone will get a good view, you know, of the guys and, you know, be able to get real close. You know, I don't think there's going to be any spectator ropes or anything like that, you know, so it'll be a fairly intimate, we'll all be, live mic'd, and there'll be a mobile PA system on golf carts with speakers, you know, going around. So everyone will be able to hear the interaction, you know, between the players, and I'll be providing commentary. None of it's cynical, of course.
Right.
You know, for the Nine Hole Skins game, and we'll raise a bunch of money for, you know, for local area charities.
That'll work for us up here in Toronto. Again, check it out, FaradayOffTour.com for tickets. They go on sale on Thursday. David will be up here in Toronto on June 7th. He'll be in Ottawa on June 6th. Tickets still available for that show. So enjoy yourself up here, David, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, boys.
There's David Faraday.